Welcome to our Downton Abbey podcast. My name is Lord Jack.
And I am Lady Cynthia.
Lady Cynthia!
I was looking to see what your chocolates are.
They're not mine. Actually, they've just been thrown in here, and so we're just keeping them around for... I actually call them chocolates.
Chocolates?
Chocolate!
I was looking to see if there's any... the white ones, you know, the white chocolate?
Yeah, I don't think so. So,
Boo!
So do you want to go on with this podcast or just look through the chocolate?
I was distracted.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Tomorrow I start my diet, and I figured I'd get in all the stuff I could get in.
You still had a few more hours, so you thought you'd...
I thought I would fit it all in.
Fit it all in.
Yep.
This is the final season of Downton Abbey. So
I know. It really bothers me.
So you've already seen... You've already, to make the record for everyone listening at home,
mm-hmm.
or on the road, or wherever you listen to, you've already seen all the episodes.
Correct.
I've only seen the first two.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped at the second one.
Oh.
I fell behind. Once I fell behind, I couldn't...
Well, I think I would go watch it while you were doing something, and
yeah, and I just
and you just didn't. I didn't wait for you, and you'd be like, "What?
Why don't you wait for me? Why are you such a Lady Mary?"
I know, and I was like,
"You got a lot of Lady Mary in you."
No, I don't.
Yeah. Just you have some. She's not a bad person. She's just a little snobbish at times when it comes to her TV watching.
Okay.
Anyway. So you ready to talk about this episode?
Yes.
We start with a fox hunt. I still want one of those.
Kind of brought you back to like season two.
Two, I think. Season one. Yeah, because
someone
had a stroke or died, out or whatever.
I can't believe I said that. You're right.
Well, you know, it's okay. Because
season two is they fall back in love. Season three, they get married, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen
the
first
season
few seasons.
And then season four is horrible because it's just so sad and so dark.
So sad.
And then season five is all about sometimes Mary finding a new man. And what is season six going to be about?
It's about fox hunts.
Fox hunts.
About wearing a red jacket.
I want to do a fox hunt.
I can't go kill a fox.
I don't want to kill him. I want to go.
You want to go on the horse with the horses and the dog?
I have not ridden a horse. I think since I was like 21.
It's been even longer.
Did
for
we
me.
Ride horses together?
We
you
did
and
not.
I?
Nope.
Okay, so
we did not ride horses
how long
together?
We been together? 30 years. So
30 plus years. 30,
so before Jay
years,
was born, Jay's gonna
years?
Be old. So yeah, probably 2021.
Yeah, I'm aging faster than Robert. You notice how they're graying his hair now and stuff?
Yes.
At least he has gray hair.
That's true. Because you always say you'd rather have gray hair than no hair.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm with you. I hear you.
So Cora tells Robert he should be at the board meeting.
Yeah, I wonder what it's all about.
Robert.
Well, at first when they were saying that, I was like, what board meeting? What board is he on?
Robert.
And then I forgot.
You should be at the board meeting.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a long panel.
Before you go on the fox hunt.
Anyway.
But does not ride sidesaddle.
Lady Mary.
What did I say? Lady Mary does not ride sidesaddle. Lady Mary swims swiftly.
Can you pronunciate?
So she doesn't want to ride. She doesn't want to ride sidesaddle.
No.
So
basically what they're trying to tell us in the year 1925, 19, between 1920,
you know,
around that time,
it should be ladylike.
Ladies started to ride their horses differently.
Well, she's a lady, and she should be, you know, she's got an image to uphold. As we later find out, maybe she doesn't. So,
okay.
Anyway,
I was trying to make a historical point.
So
you're trying to be Jack.
We have this woman coming up to Carson, talking with a woman comes up and talks to Carson.
That's weird, isn't
he
it?
He goes, well, if you want to go watch the fox hunt, you just go that way.
Yeah.
You can go down to the bridge, watch
right.
the fox hunt. Just
right.
Go away. You're bothering me. Get away from my house.
I like how they say, can I help?
Can I help you?
They don't say, no. Can I help?
Can I help?
They never say, may I help you? Do you need help? It's, can I help?
Can I help? Get the hell out of here.
I think it's cool. Anyway.
So we don't know who this woman is yet. Thomas likes Andy. Not in that way, but he wants to be Andy. So Thomas needs some friends.
And yeah, it's so sad.
Thomas is, I think, in this episode, we see a more gentler, kinder Thomas for the most part.
I don't think you see a gentler, kinder Thomas. I think you see him maybe being gentler, kinder with the kids.
Yeah.
But I don't think you see him.
He wasn't too bad with the help. And he had a few snot lines, but not as much as he usually does. Thomas gives George a piggyback ride.
Yes. And he does good horse sounds.
He did a good job.
Thomas
is good at the horse sounds.
Yes.
There you go. Daisy asks Mrs. Hughes if she set the date.
Yes. Has she said that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she sang the song.
Oh, okay.
Were you and I not watching the same scene?
I was not paying attention.
I thought it was cute.
I was writing down notes. Sorry. Patmore and Hughes talk.
Yeah.
She's worried about some aspects about being married. Yeah, and married. You know,
I guess I was thinking about that because obviously nowadays,
yes,
there isn't someone, you know, that saves themselves from marriage. I don't know if people do that or not. I'm not saying there's anything right or wrong. I'm not. I have no opinion about it because I'm not going to give people my opinions on that subject.
It's to each his own.
To each his own. But I just thought that, you know, at first when I first watched it the first time without you and I watched it again, I was like, it always made me like, how? Well, why would she?
Do you think she saved herself for marriage or just it's been a while since she, I think it's more that she's aged a little bit.
No, you're missing what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Sorry, I apologize.
What I'm trying to say, it was cute how Miss Patmore was trying to talk to her about it. And she's like, well, I really don't know much about it. So you got the impression that obviously she has not.
Yes. Oh,
and then what Mrs.
That's right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And then Mrs. Hughes is talking about, you know, she doesn't look like when you're young. Like I always said, do you thank God I don't have to take my clothes off for any other husband again? Because I wouldn't want to at my age.
Wow.
You still look good when you take your clothes off. But I, unfortunately, had three babies.
Okay. Well, I had three also.
I know that, but I carried them. And so your stomach changes.
But I had sympathy, Carrie. I got my little bump going on right now. She wants Mrs. Patmore to talk to Carson, and this is going to be awkward.
There is no way I think I could ask someone to talk to my future husband about what his expectations are in the bedroom.
No, that was awkward. It just was a weird.
It was weird.
Weird suggestion. Yes. But I guess we'll go with it.
Yes.
Anna is crying.
Yeah.
Poor Anna.
Yeah.
Dogs still are on the hound. They're on the hut.
Yes.
Hunt. Lady Mary.
What do you think Anna's crying about?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. You never know with Anna. She's always got something going on.
I don't like the way they have her hair this season. They don't make her look very feminine. And I know she's not supposed to look overly pretty, but I just don't like. Well, this season I didn't like the way they had Mrs. Hughes' hair, and I didn't like the way they made.
Well, they're making them look older. If you see them, the actresses and actors in real life,
oh, they're stunning.
They obviously don't look like they do in the show.
Right.
Not that they don't look. They look, not that they look bad on the show. It's just that they're
I just thought it made. I just thought it made Anna look too matronly. I just didn't. I think they made her look too old.
She's upset though, and she's still. She's still not on the.
Okay, so they
still,
started.
Still not. She's still a suspect.
Right. Can I talk?
All right.
So when it first started, it was 12?
1911, I thought.
Whatever it is. So it's 13, 14 years later. What she had to be still in her...
14 years later.
Okay, she still had to be in her 20s?
No, she's probably in her 30s.
Early 30s.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why they made her look so matronly then.
That could be it. I mean, she's, you know, it is...
Like I said, I just didn't like the way Mrs. Hughes and Anna looked.
All right, well, we'll talk to the producers about that.
Okay.
And get it worked out.
Thank you.
Lady Mary looks at this lady, the woman we see talking to Carson earlier, and she falls off the horse.
Yes,
the woman she has such an evil stare.
She's just wondering what this lady's all about.
She has such an evil stare that she used a force. Spoiler: she used a force to throw her off the horse.
Okay,
this is not the horse you want to be riding.
All right,
you should be riding side saddle.
There you go.
That's what she said, and she fell off the horse. Then they both stare at each other.
Stare down.
Gentleman helps her up. Just help me back on my horse.
I'm fine. I'll keep going.
Yes, I'll keep going. Edith tells her editor about the deadline.
Yes.
And she's like all frustrated. And I think she tells Cora, he just doesn't like working for a woman. I think that's his problem.
And I can believe that because it's still that way down with me.
Yeah, there's just people that just
do not want working
just
with
do
women.
Not like working with women. Don't think they should be working with, you know, there's just guys that are just
jerks.
Jerks. Let's just call
I'm
it like
married
it is.
To one.
Yeah, you are. Big jerk. Big jerk. Let's see. Isabel and Violet clash over what's going on with the hospital.
Yes.
Somebody wants to take over the hospital. Of course, Isabel is for that, but Violet does not want to give up the power she has.
Right.
And then, of course, Dr. Clarkston is against Isabel.
Yes.
Because I think he's still scorned by, you know, Isabel.
The whole situation.
Isabel saying, you know what?
I really don't want to be married again, and definitely not you.
Not to another. I think, looking back, I was probably being married to a doctor again.
Ah,
what do you think?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, Jack.
It's
good
just
point.
Like, you know, I was thinking about today.
Good analogy.
Isabel, just like, you know, I was married to a doctor once. You have crazy hours. You know, your status is not up there yet. Isabel wouldn't like that. It's not like that, but I'm just kidding. Let's see. They return from the hunt.
And the lady's still there.
Yeah, she's still there. Still there. And then Robert says, he says something British about not being well. But don't tell
your mother.
Don't tell your mother. Larry Mary talks with Rita. That's the woman's name. She was a chambermaid at the hotel her and Tony,
yes,
that Lady Mary and Tony used to hang out, yeah, at. You know, used to have breakfast together there. Stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that was the first when they wanted to see if they would get, if they would,
you know,
work.
If they were compatible.
In that area.
Yeah, that area, because they didn't have online dating then. Only if they had online dating, what Lady Mary could have found out there.
Okay.
Just saying, it might have helped. She wants £1,000 to keep her mouth shut.
Yes, and I like Larry, Lady Mary's attitude. You can't blackmail. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
You're not. I'll give you two more chances.
Yes.
Well, she says that later on.
Yeah, I know.
Mosley says to Marigold has caught a break. That Lady Edith found
her.
Yeah,
he was just basically saying, hey, you know, wow, look at her. Lucky her. She, you know, gets, look at this. She came from, you know, basically, I think, like nothing. I guess she was just a.
In his mind.
Yeah,
you know
just. And
just a farmer's daughter.
And now she's going to have such a life now because.
And then Anna kind of cries again.
Yes.
You see Anna crying again.
Yes.
And then, like, wow, what is going on with Anna? Robert tells Carson they need to keep the staff level. You know, can't be keep hiring people. You know, things are. It's kind of tough and rough. And then he goes, well, we had 6 footmen and 5 housemen when I first started. Now we're down to 2 each.
We had 6 footmen and what? 5 what?
5 housemaids. I'm sorry, housemaids.
Because all I heard was 6 footmen and how had 5 housemaids.
Housemaids, 5 housemaids, 6 footmen and 5 housemaids.
And now they have.
And a partridge.
And now they have only two of each. And no kitchen maids.
No kitchen maids.
That's it.
That's just poppycock. I'm not happy about that. Mary tells Anna about the blackmailer. That's my soap opera type music.
Okay.
Anna, we found out Anna's still on bail. Well, you think you have problems. I still could be charged with murder. Murder! Or manslaughter.
That is murder. Manslaughter is murder.
Well, no, it's a different charge, though. If manslaughter is a lesser charge for the.
But
for
you're still being convicted.
You're still being
of killing
convicted of
somebody.
A crime, yes. But manslaughter is a lesser charge. I mean, it's a.
Yeah, I know that.
If you're gonna get, if you're gonna be convicted of something, if between murder and manslaughter, manslaughter is the better one.
Okay.
You could at least might get parole.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know that. Thank you, dear.
Just tip out there for you people considering what to do is make it look like manslaughter, I guess. Carson goes to the kitchen. Patmore wants a word with him after he's done. The night.
Yeah, and then he, you know, like I'm the same way. Well, what's it about? You know, because you kind of want to be prepared so you have some of your, you know, information.
I will tell you later.
Yes, nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
But I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you later. Bates and Anna talk about kids. Anna cries. Again.
Well, she was just seeing, you know, what's going on. Then she started crying, and then I
was it something I said?
Yeah, and I love how he came right over there and wanted to make sure she was okay. And,
yeah.
And then we find out what all the situation
right.
was all about.
So now we kind of feel bad for keep making the jokes about Anna crying.
She's had a couple of miscarriages, and God, I'm glad we never had to go through that. I couldn't imagine what that's like for
people. Well, because Bates wants a big family. That's what he said. You know, he said, I can't give you the big families.
Right. But I just was like, that's such a horrible thing for couples. I can't imagine.
Yep. It is. Let's see. She thought she was pregnant, but she had 2 miscarriages, like
right.
you said. Mary got a letter from Tom at dinner. She's talking about it.
Yep, about what he's doing in America.
And Robert goes, I bet you he's saying it in an English accent. American accent. American accent.
Speaking in an American accent now.
And he goes, and Cora says, what's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that, speaking America?
I hate you. You make me hate Lady Cora.
Mary goes, says, I'm going to be Tom's replacement. They're, oh, you can't do that. You'll be dead by the end of the year. What are you talking about? What about the heavy lifting? Oh, no. So that's.
But I like how she holds her own. She's like, I can do it.
I've been doing it all along. Just back off, people. Isabel and Violet continue their disagreement at the dinner table.
Yes, they cannot be having the president and the armature?
Yeah, arbiter.
Arbiter fighting over this.
Oh, it's Granny doing right now.
Yep.
Oh.
But those are my favorite things. Those two, when they're together, they're my favorite scenes, the two of them.
They're both great actresses.
Yes.
And
oh,
and they
great
do
actresses.
And they play off well
they
off
play
each
well
other.
Off each other. And I love the friendship slash kind of like a little bit of disagreements that they have.
Right.
And they're just my favorite, too. I enjoy that.
They're great
the rapport.
Together.
Yeah.
Patmore talks with Carson about marriage. Doesn't really get to the point.
No, which I don't blame her.
I don't think I could do that. You know,
no.
So what's the deal? When you get married, you're going to have, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, you're
going
to do the real thing or you're going to be the brother-sister relationship?
I don't know what you mean. What are you, you know, Carson, I don't think Carson really knew what she was
talking
about.
No, I don't think so either.
He didn't really
and
have
I thought
a clue.
At first she's like, no, I don't want anything to drink. And then she's like, yeah, I need a drink.
Yeah, I need a drink. Patmore's hilarious.
Yes, I love
Robert tells Violet he doesn't know how long he can keep up with the standards of 1920. It's 1925
now.
It's three times the amount it used to be
before the war.
Staff. So before the war, so the upkeep.
So they have smaller staff now,
but it's
than they
more.
Have, but it's costing them three times. So that's
three
interesting.
Times the amount because the pay has gone up, the cost of living has gone up.
Yeah.
And so it just costs more. And so their standard of living, and you know, of course, Violet's like, hey, what about the people's jobs? What do we do about?
You know, but it's interesting to see now. You can see how that time and that era and the castles and all the different things kind of just fell apart.
Right.
But where did all the money go? They spent lavishly.
No, well, spent lavishly, but it also went people. You see, they talked about it where they Robert and Carson were talking about how the two maids wanted to go do something else. They'd rather do that because there was probably more opportunities to do that. The one guy wanted her wife home at night.
Yeah.
Not be on call. I mean, these people were on call
24/7.
So
yeah.
It wasn't the best life in the world for somebody.
Because they lived there, too.
Because they lived there. That was their life was the house. That's why Carson, his life is the house. He feels it's his house. It's his stuff.
Right.
So I think people started kind of, not revolting again, but it was like, hey, I can do something else.
Yeah,
Violet's thinking, hey, we're providing jobs for these people. So in her mind, she's doing, not that they're doing a bad thing, but she feels that they are doing the right thing.
Right.
But maybe they could have said, okay, hey, you don't have to be here 24/7. We can dress ourselves. We can comb our hair at night. We can do, maybe just change that would have been the better way to go than just.
Right. Makes sense. Because there still are maids.
Yeah, there are.
There still are.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No. Whatever.
Work is work.
Work is work. You and I have always told our kids, if you do the, whatever you do, even if you scrub a floor, don't do this, do that, or you're a doctor, or you're this, or you take out trash, we don't
care. 100%, you give 100%, no matter
what. And if you're getting a paycheck, good for you.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mary and Edith talk. They're really not nice to each other. Well, it was Mary was kind of snotty towards her, Edith.
But I just think it's that kind of sister relationship.
Well, Edith kind of played it off like Mary was jealous that Edith had.
Opportunities
and
because she could be like the spinstress, I guess is how you call
spinster.
Them? Spinster, that's it.
But she could be free. And where's Mary?
Can't marry now because Mary is a widower, so couldn't her?
She is, but she's still being blackmailed by Rita.
Right.
And she still got, and they were giving her crap about taking over Tom's job. So
So
she's still under the thumbs of. Of the family, basically,
okay.
Whereas Edith is kind of.
I didn't feel the same way.
Nobody really cares what Edith is doing.
I just think Mary's just Mary, and Mary's always worried about other people.
I think
if Mary's not happy, then she's got to make everybody else.
All right, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Isabel tells Dinker about the problems at the Abbey, but don't tell anybody.
Not Isabel. Dodge the Countess.
Oh, I'm sorry, Violet.
Violet.
What? I wrote down Isabel. What is wrong with me?
It's Violet.
I'm sorry, Violet tells Dinker. About the problems at the Abbey, but don't tell anyone.
Anybody.
Please keep this.
I'm not surprised, but like she didn't realize all this time that what a big mouth Dinka is.
But I think it's part. It moves the story along.
Okay.
It's I don't want to say lazy writing, but
okay.
In real life, you wouldn't tell a Dinka anything.
No, you should learn it the first time.
Right.
And Violet seems like someone who's very quick on her feet and wouldn't be so
right.
Not on top of that.
I've said this before. I think that there's. There's people you tell things to that you want to get out there, and
absolutely.
There's people you never tell anything to because you don't want it out
there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we've been doing that our whole life.
Yeah, just, hey, don't tell anyone, but.
Yes.
Not that I would do that, but I've done it.
I've done it.
Let's see. Hughes and Patmore have a talk about last night.
And she tells him, no, we didn't get very far. Couldn't do it.
It was kind of embarrassing. It was kind of awkward, you know, the whole thing. So, no, I didn't talk about it. Rita walks in, says she has a message for Lady Mary.
Yes. I thought she had some balls, this girl.
I guess we can say that. So she walked in. She had, you know, a big set on
yes.
her. She just walked in. She didn't care. She had no fear. Anna comes in. They take her up there to see Lady Mary.
And Mary didn't say anything. Comes in. And
she says,
like,
to Mrs. Hughes, she goes, can you send Anna up? Anna comes in. She tells Mary she has two more chances. That's it. Better pay me. Better pay me. Mary
is 1,000 pounds is a lot of money then, right?
It is. It's a lot of weight, too, isn't it? Mary is worried. They see the worried look on her face. And Anna walks her out. And Anna was
mean. She had her by her arms.
What does Anna weigh? Like 60 pounds?
I told her she's a little pixie.
Well, this
put her in my pocket.
This woman is so so brave. This was kind of seemed kind of correct. She's so brave. She walks in without any fear whatsoever.
Right.
But Anna's dragging her out. Like, you're leaving here. I'm taking you out.
Right.
So it was a little. I could see someone bigger than Anna. Maybe, but she didn't back down.
No.
Clarkson and Isabel talk about the hospital.
Yeah.
And Clarkson thinks it's about something, it's like.
Yeah. And then Isabel basically says, "Better you than me."
Better you than me.
Pick, pick
your
side. You want
to be on Violet's side?
Go for it. Have a good time.
Have fun. Andy tells Anna she has a visitor. It's Sergeant Willis.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I'm thinking, is it going to be good news? And then it's not quite good news.
It's not quite good news. And, of course, Bates upset. Well, yeah. Why did he come in here if he didn't have the right news?
Right.
He goes, he's just kind of doing his job, kind of laying the groundwork there.
Yes, kind of reminds me of me and you.
Yeah.
Bates and Mr. Bates.
Back off.
Mr. and Mrs. Bates.
Let's see. A woman has come forward to confess to the killing of Green, but they're not 100% sure yet.
Yes, because they got to check out her witnesses. They got to check out the story, make sure it's correct.
Right.
All that fun stuff.
Mr. Mason wants to speak to Robert. He wants Robert to put in a good word for him with the new owner.
And you know what was weird? It's like a couple seasons ago, or maybe it was just last season. I think it was last season. He was talking to Daisy and letting them know, I paid for all the equipment. This, you could be this farm. So I always assumed he owned where he was at.
I thought he owned the farm.
Right. So that was like, it was weird when that
now,
part came up.
Did we miss something where he sold the farm? Or because he always said it would be Daisy's.
Yeah, always would be Daisy's. And that he bought the equipment outright and So I just thought that was weird.
I don't know. I guess we missed something. I said the same thing. I go, wait, didn't he own a farm?
Yeah.
Didn't he own the farm? I thought Daisy was set for life.
I did too.
But I thought it was funny with Robert, like, does he... What does he need from me? What? He's like, him and high. He goes, all right, tell him I'll make a call. But then you kind of see when he talks to Cora, what are you going to tell him?
Right.
Well, I'll tell him something. You're so clever.
Yes.
So I think at first I was like, why is Robert being such a jerk? Then you kind of realize he really doesn't know what to say to the guy about him. But Robert.
It was something you would do, though. You don't want to do that. It's uncomfortable. You got to figure things out. The guy's losing his home. He's selling. I'm sure it's like being in foreclosure and you're watching your house being sold on the steps of a courthouse. Isn't it kind of similar to that?
Right, yeah.
So it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's see. Hughes and Carson talk. He wants to set the date.
Yes. And she's like, and then she goes, well, shouldn't you call me Elsie?
Elsie?
That was a cute name.
No, not here in the corridor. Yes. Not in front of everybody.
I liked her name. I thought it was cute.
I was like, wow, that's a cool name.
Yeah, Elsie.
But it's like, he goes, no. No, you're still going to be Mrs. Hughes or Mrs. Clark. Mrs.
Carson.
Carson, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's late. I've had a long day. I've had a lot of steps today.
You haven't done anything but sit your butt on the couch.
I've gone from my room to the couch.
Yes.
And I did get up to get some pizza.
Yes.
And some donuts and some other stuff. But tomorrow's a new day.
And your beer.
And
your
beer,
sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds. It was the last game of the season.
How many donuts did you have?
You.
Okay.
Let's see.
Don't ask how many.
Oh, then Danker comes over to the.
Yes, and
she tells the cool kids.
You know, she stirred the pot. I love Mrs. Patmore. She goes, "What were you going to do? Spray some sunshine or whatever she said.
Sprinkle some sunshine. I know. Backsides. She didn't say backsides.
No, that's funny.
But she tells him that the staff's going to be reduced, and she's like, "So Patmore
is
Danker about the new maid." And Danker goes,
"What
new maid? Yeah, I don't know." So of course now Danker's nervous, but Patmore wasn't really being malicious.
She said,
"What about this new maid?"
Yeah.
Thomas asked Carson about the cutbacks, and Carson goes,
"He was nonchalant. Didn't really want to give an answer here or there, but did say something that's going to come down
the pipeline. Things down the pipeline.
Yes.
So back off, Thomas. let's see. Robert talks with Mr. Mason. Doesn't know much. Sorry. I put some words in. They don't really. It's going to be up to the new owner what he wants to do."
But he appreciates him trying.
Yeah, I appreciate it, sir. I used to own the farm, but now I don't. I don't know what happened. Danker and Spratt talk. She tells Spratt about the cutbacks.
Again, she's stirring the pot.
And she goes, will he need a butler?
They'll need a maid, ladies' maid. They'll need someone to dress. They'll need someone to cook. But will they really need you?
Yeah. They still like to get dressed.
Yes.
Ouch. Because, they can't dress themselves. Anna and Mary talk about the blackmailer.
Yes. And then she asked her, what would you do? Would you? And I liked what I thought. Anna gave great advice. Don't let her blackmail you. I know it's easy for me to say to not do that, but I thought that was good advice.
Yeah, I think you just have to write it out.
Yeah.
And I think Anna was like saying, I know it's different, but you have to. I think you have to stand up to her. Tell her no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carson walks to talk to Patmore. again.
Because I think he realizes, what was going on there? What was she saying?
You know, I was probably thinking, and then she talked to he talked to Hughes later on, and he's like, okay, what's the deal? And Patmore finally tells him what the problem is.
He goes, it was hilarious. But I love what he said back to her. I thought that was just so sweet.
But shouldn't he have said that to her? Why is he telling it? It's like high school. Why are you telling Patmore? He should have said, okay, I will take care of it. And that should have been the scene where he went and told Mrs. Hughes all that stuff. Not coming from Patmore. Sure, it was all lovely and blah, 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 blah. But wouldn't it have been better if he would have gone straight to Mrs.
Did
Hughes and told
what
him
what it was like when you were first falling in love?
I'm just telling you, as a viewer, he should have gone to her and told Mrs. Carson all that.
That's
Mrs.
the man
Hughes,
saying
stuff.
It. As a woman, I thought it was very sweet and romantic.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying it would have been better if he would have went to her. That should have been the scene where they had. The scene at the end was pretty good, too. Anna and Bates talk.
Yes.
And then, I just wrote that down.
Well, they talk, you know, some more about not having children. And, you know, Bates is telling her, Anna, that, you know, it's going to be okay. I have you. And, you know, I don't need to have anything else. And I just thought it was sweet. Saying the things you should say as a husband.
Yeah. Carson tells Patmore to tell her, in my eyes, she's beautiful. And we'll have a full marriage.
Yes.
That's all this stuff. Again, I said, Carson, get scored some points by getting up and saying, Hughes, get over here and I'll talk to you. Spratt talks to Isabel about getting enough warning, tells her, Denker has spilled the beans.
Not Isabel. Violet. Spratt.
You don't have to keep yelling. Violet. Violet tells Spratt. Oh, no. There goes a bad review. I kept screwing up the names.
Anyway, Spratt talks to Violet and says, you know, hey, give me forewarning if you're going to fire
me. Give me forewarning when you give me.
You know what? I didn't pay attention until you started doing the the caliper from Alice in Wonderland that I realized.
Violet,
what?
Can you tell me
you're
the
right.
Story.
He sounds just like that.
Who are you? Tell me.
With your bald head, you look
warning.
Just like the caliper. Alice in Wonderland.
Who are you? Daisy wants to go to the auction.
Yes.
With Mr. Mason.
You know, she wants to support him.
Yeah.
Mr. Mason, you know, she cares about him. And, you know, and like their little relationship is cute. So
since she lost the farm, I think she should go and be upset. You know, you promised me the moon, and now I don't get anything. Rita brushes by Mosley.
Yeah, very rude.
Very rude.
And then
Carson confronts her, and then Robert walks up, and then she just walks to the
right
library.
In. So,
like you said, this
you just know she's going to get what she wants.
This girl's got a couple brass ones.
Yes.
Let's just say that. She goes into the reading library, Robert's library. Now we have Rosamund and Edith talking.
Yes.
About
well, they come into the apartment, right? And she shows them the apartment.
Sorry, the flat.
The flat. And it was a beautiful flat. And they were talking about different things and who, you know, basically she was, you know, Rosamund was talking about how this place must be like. And she talks about how she met Virginia Woolf and stuff like that. And I thought that was really interesting.
I think that I still say that Edith is
I
her
know,
daughter.
You think,
I, just,
I know.
She, they look alike. They look exactly alike. And I think that's why she's so – that's why she's trying to convince her to move to London. I've thought this from day one, that she that's who she is. That just I just keep looking at her. I go, why is she pushing her so hard to live in London?
Well, here's the thing.
Don't
you're
you want
gonna,
London life?
She's not going to be discovered that that's her – that's not going to come
out. I'm just saying.
But you know what? It would be a great thing to do, like, you know, like to like a sequel – about just the two of them living in London together.
There you go.
And then maybe then you find da 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 da, and then you find that out.
Okay, whatever. they talk about their flat in London. Blah blah. Mary arrives. Carson
was keeping his eye out, looking for her, and he gets there and she takes. And I thought it was cute the relationship, but you know, she tells Carson
because
you know,
Carson is the father.
She tells Carson, look it. I'm not that perfect. You know,
someday
you're gonna find
some dirt on me. And
you're not gonna like it.
No, I could never look that way.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was. They have a
father-daughter relationship, kind of like
Robert gives Rita a check, and she gets all snotty with
right.
She goes,
"How lucky you are!
How lucky you are!" And I guess you've always had the luck. Yeah. And then she walks out, and it was only for £50.
Well, they got that quills, 50 quibbles or quibbles.
It was something related
right,
to
but
that.
It wasn't the word pounds.
No, he said 50 pounds.
I thought she said something different. She was going to go to the
Mary
bank.
Did say something different, but because she said 1,000 pounds, I owe you 50. I didn't write it down, but she did say something different. But she signed a confession of blackmail. So if any word gets out, anything.
And I thought that was a cute thing with Robert. You know, he, you know, when she turned to Mary, you know, and you could see her face that, you know, her dad was proud of her. Because, you know, let's face it. I think all fathers, daughters, sons, mothers, whatever, all those relationships, you always want your parent to be proud of you.
Right. And I think she was worried that he would look down on her.
Again,
goes,
you know, here's another thing.
You are a widower, a widow. And right. It would be, you know, basically, all right. It's not your first time around
right.
the track.
Right. I thought he handled it well.
I thought Robert did a good job.
Yeah.
Robert so far this season has not made many mistakes. Haven't said that in the past.
No, I would agree. This first episode, I like the way they're portraying him.
But he does tell her though. He does tell her that you are tough enough to run the estate.
Yeah.
So finally, Mary's getting that. Okay, you can do it.
Right.
Like I said, it's in good hands. If
you can see her face when she realized. Yeah. Do you mean it? And he said yes. Yeah. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Patmore and Hughes talk.
Yes.
He tells her the whole story.
Yeah.
He likes you. He likes you.
Little note was passed.
Does he like me? He likes you. Did he like me or really like me? He really likes you. Edith tells Robert, Cora, and Mary, it's time to go forward. She's on the mend. She's going forward.
Yes.
She's not staying behind. She's
yes.
She's moving forward.
Yep.
She's going to go see her mom.
Yep.
Rosamond. They're off to the auction. Isabel talks with Violet. And then she kind of says, you know, I think Isabel's always the one to come in and say, look.
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
We want to be buddies.
But I think it's going to be interesting, the two of them again.
It's always interesting.
Yeah.
But then Isabel doesn't want the fallout of the hospital to ruin their relationship, basically.
I like that. And I think Violet doesn't want that either. I think they have a good friendship. I mean, you said that last episode when she thought Isabel was going to get married to that gentleman, I'm drawing a blank, and Violet wasn't sad that she was going to be upper class in her.
She's
she was just
a
sad
friend.
Yeah.
And so now we have Violet tells Danka she'll miss her.
Yes. Right. Oh, I thought that was perfect.
Right in front of Spratt. And she's like, what do you mean? Yeah. Miss me? Oh, no. Oh, no.
She's being passive aggressive.
Yes. And Spratt's with the, let's see, they speak with John. He's happy about it. I'm way off now.
Yes. No, he stands at the door and they're talking about it and they come out and Danka's kind of sad and, you know, Spratt's like, I got you now.
Yes. It looks like it's you who's going to be fired.
Yes.
Let's see. Anyway, the new owner is Mr. and Mrs. Henderson.
Yes.
Meet the Hendersons.
Yes.
Is what we're finding out.
So they're going to the gentleman's house. I think his name was John, right?
Yeah, his name was John. Oh, that's right. They speak with John.
Yeah.
He's the current owner of the thing. He's not happy about it, but he's, you know, you got
to. It was the best thing to do.
Best thing to do. You got to learn from our mistakes, Robert. Right. Hey, don't hang on too long. Don't hang on. You'll be like me selling all the photos and the paintings and stuff because, you know, there's no room. We're going to tiny houses.
But here, I was thinking, who would want to buy a picture of somebody's grandmother?
Well, maybe it's worth something someday. Did the artist die? Didn't the art?
They don't know that back then.
Yeah, they did.
No, because everybody had pictures painted of their family members. There was no photography.
Art has been around forever.
I don't get it.
Well, hey, she's the grandma everybody wants.
I don't know.
Mona Lisa. You look at Mona Lisa and go, probably back then, like people walking around looking at it and going, I don't get it.
Okay, I see that.
I don't get it.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Smile. Is that a smile?
All right, you're right.
I don't get it. I don't get art anyway.
I don't either.
So
you and I are the same on that one.
So I don't, but you know, hey. People like it.
That's true. To each his own.
But then Daisy comes in.
I know. Poor Daisy. She was just trying to protect her father-in-law. Oh, my gosh.
Well, to be fair, she lost her farm. So
I felt so. And everybody's trying to stop her.
First, Cora says something. Yeah. And then
No. Edith stops her.
Edith
and then Cora says
then
something.
Cora says, and then Robert says
something. And then the guy.
I'm going to say my piece.
And then the
Mr. Henderson.
The old owner says something. And then the new owner's like, okay, you're done. Goodbye.
Yeah. And if any hope you had to help Mr. Mason
is
out the window.
Yes.
I'm just throwing that. I don't know the exact line.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out the window. Let's see. And Cora, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we move on. Daisy tells the cool kids she's screwed up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She knows.
She knows she's screwed up.
She's afraid she's going to get fired. I thought she was, too.
She was also afraid not for just herself, but for
Mr. Mason.
She screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Sergeant Willis comes in and tells Anna they are cleared.
Yes.
Dun, 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 yep. dun, dun, dun,
and then they, Mr. Dun. Carson goes upstairs and.
Well, that's his first thing he's going to do. He goes, I have to go tell the family.
Yes. And then they all get excited and then they decide they're going to have some little champagne.
Yeah, let's get the cheap stuff.
No, I don't think it was cheap stuff.
Let's get the cheap stuff down.
And then they come back downstairs. They're all ready to celebrate. And then, you know, the convicted manslaughter person said something to Anna, and then she was going to say something back. Mr. Bates is like, no, I want to be a jerk. And she's like, no, No. Wish her well. Tell her thank you.
Well, she knows, I forgive you. She knows what Green had did to
what
her.
What an ass that guy was.
Did to her. So she knows.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Mr. Bates is just thinking, well, why'd she put us through all this trouble? Because she said right. she's sorry she didn't come forward sooner.
Right.
But, you know, I thought Anna handled it with class. Bates wasn't being a jerk.
He was protecting his wife.
Right, exactly. And then Robert goes in the refrigerator, gets some chicken. Gets something out. I know. Chicken. And Carson walks in. And they go, oh, where's... And Cora goes, I'm sorry, Carson.
I thought it was weird. Like, they're embarrassed to be in their own kitchen.
Well, it's his domain, his thing. But, okay. You know, anyway, but... I did like how, and they're talking about what to do with Daisy,
right?
And they're like, they bombed the, you know, this and that, and he's like, and they're looking at him like, going, okay, she just told off this guy. But anyway, so they tell, just give her kind of a warning, a slap right. on the wrist, and then Robert tells a story about how he used to come down here and eat. Then after he had his hands all over the food, he puts it back
in the refrigerator.
So, Robert, I was giving you good points the whole game. Now you got a check mark. Sorry, Robert. You don't put your hands on all the food and then put it back in the refrigerator. Very tacky.
And then they call Daisy in and they give her a little reprimand and she's a little scared and then she walks out. She's relieved she doesn't get fired. And then they have the Carson and Hughes to talk about the situation.
Well, first you have Robert telling Cora kind of stay out of Mom's way.
Oh yeah,
on this one
I forgot about that one.
And Cora's not backing down.
No, good for Cora.
I'm not doing it, Robert.
I like that.
I'm not doing it. And Carson tells Daisy, we got all that part. And then Carson talks with Hughes.
I know, that was my favorite.
And they kiss, and he kisses her, and then he kisses her on the forehead.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then you have the end.
Wow.
The end
that
of
was
the
a
episode.
Perfect ending for the first episode.
I agree. I had no problem with that ending. I just thought that he should have told her all those things, and then kissed her and done that. I think it just been better coming from him and not her. That's just me.
All right.
That's just me. That's all I got. And I thought it was a good episode.
I love the episode.
Good start to season six.
I'm sad and excited.
Sad and excited. You know what's going on the rest of the season. I only know
I forgot
going
some of it.
Season.
I'm looking forward to going doing this again with you because I don't remember everything. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, age has a problem with that. Age.
True. But I still think there's a lot of story left. I think they could have gone to 10, 11 more seasons. But I think it's mostly some of the characters like Violet. There's no way Violet could still be living there. Five, six, seven seasons, or 10 years or seasons. So you can understand that. And I think people would be disappointed if she would pass.
Because they are showing how they are aging.
Right. So you would be sad to see her pass on because she is a good character.
I think she's key to the show.
Yeah. But I just think that.
She's one of the key members of the show.
I just, like I said, I just wish it wasn't coming to an end. I don't think 6 years is long enough. But I didn't like that Justify ended after 6 years. I didn't like some of the shows that ended.
But sometimes shows go on too long.
I would agree, but I don't think this was one of them yet.
Well, we'll wait and see how it ends. I mean, I don't know. I'll give you my opinion at the end. You kind of already know. You said you'd want a seventh season. Maybe they'll do a movie. Who knows? Maybe they'll do something.
No, I know they talked about it, but I don't know. It's different when you do a movie. It's not the same.
Anyway, so we're all happy about that, and we look forward to next week's episode.
Yes.
Well, that's what we thought about tonight's episode. If you have any thoughts and theories or any suggestions you want to have, you can give us a call at 385-309-0311. Calling time, what's the number is?
Let me look. 385.
Can you read my writing?
308.
That's 309.
Oh, 309.
0311. Calling time. 385-309-0311. Calling time. Our email address is rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com.
rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com.
It wasn't a podcast, was it? It's rourdowntonabbey.
Is it rourdowntonabbeypodcast@gmail.com?
Hold on a second, I gotta go check. It is rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com.
Okay.
Once again, rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com. Also, this show and many shows like it, like The Married Man Show, The Leftovers Podcast, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, The Amazing Race with me and my lovely wife here, and Billions. We're talking about doing Billions, a new show with Damian Lewis that she wants to do, and many more. Could not be helped done without you, the listeners, going to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack, and you could help us out there. It'd be great. And at this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons, Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter Glaffelder. Thank you for being supporters of this show and this podcast and many other podcasts like this. We appreciate it and couldn't do it without you guys and everybody else. So anything else you got
to
say?
And Happy New Year to everybody.
And Happy New Year. Hope it's a safe and happy one for everybody.
I hope everybody has a great 2016. That is filled with lots of love, joy, happiness, sunshine, And
hopefully it's all like Carson and Hughes.
Okay.
No, hopefully it's all like that. I'm trying to keep it more Downton Abbey type.
Okay. Well, can we just stop for a second and say Happy New Year and wish
you can,
you all the
you
best.
Can.
Thank you.
Anyway, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.